Today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "The Word of God is living and effective." And we see that in today's gospel. Our Lord has a crowd that is following him. All the crowd came to him and he taught them. Okay? The Word incarnate teaching the Word to the crowd. And his word is living and effective. It's changing lives. We see that in St. Matthew. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." All right, two words to St. Matthew. And he got up and followed Jesus. Would go on to become an apostle and an evangelist. And we see the same thing with many others, for there were many who followed him, all because of the power of the Word of God, which is living and effective. We see this as well in the saint we celebrate today, Saint Anthony the Great, Saint Anthony Abbot in the desert of Egypt. Right, the Word of God coming to his mind. He starts considering what he has read in the Acts of the Apostles. He says, well, his biographer, St. Athanasius, says, "Not 6 months after his parents' death, as he was on his way to church for his usual visit, he began to think of how the apostles had left everything and followed the Savior, and also of those mentioned in the book of Acts who had sold their possessions and brought the apostles the money for distribution to the needy. He reflected, too, on the great hope stored up in heaven for such as these." This was all in his mind, okay? The Word of God working within St. Anthony. This was all in his mind when entering the church just as the gospel was being read, he heard the Lord's words to the rich man, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor. You will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." It seemed to Anthony that it was God who had brought the saints to his mind and that the words of the gospel had been spoken directly to him. And in fact, St. Anthony was right on the money. It was God who brought those words to mind. The Word of God, living and effective, capable of changing lives. And so, for each of us, we too want to be docile. We want to allow the Word of God to change our lives for the better and to make us saints and followers, authentic followers of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.